Okay, we have made it halfway through this course. We are now at class number 5 of your Summer Soul Radiant Success course. This is Sasha Sabbath. Today's date is August the 2nd, 2016. And please be in the Facebook group. Please have your handout, your project activation template, because we're going to be working more with that. And also, just as an FYI, I did go ahead and create a protection prayer that you'll see in the Facebook group. It's with the two angelic-type graphics, that thread. And also, we're going to be discussing client calendaring, you know, ways to calendar your appointments through an electronic calendar like TimeTrade and what I use, Schedulicity, and so on. So you'll see those posts in there as well. Okay,
These are in the Facebook group?
Yes, the Summer Soul Radiant Success Facebook group.
Okay,
everybody should please automatically expect that we're going to be working with the Facebook group with each class. That's part of our shared way to communicate and work on exercises and so on. Are you going to be able to get in there, Barb?
Well, I'm in. I've been in, but I don't see the prayer. I do see TimeTrade. Okay, so maybe. Oh,
so right underneath that.
All right.
Okay,
yeah.
Great. Okay. Yeah.
It takes a while to get over here to the East Coast.
I see. I understand. Cute, Barb. I love your humor. Keep it up. Okay, so we're going to start with our setup, with our energy work, and then calling on the transmissions of grace. And then we're going to go into today's curriculum. So I'm going to be quiet while you do your grounding and protecting, and I would like you to do your own prayer of protection that you say softly to yourself. And then when you've done that, let me know, and I'll have a question for you before you go into activating the transmissions of grace. So just where you are now with your energies and the flurry of the day, do your energy management process, do your prayer of protection, and then just say ready, and I'll go around the room before you then activate the transmissions of grace. Okay, everybody, got that?
Okay.
So I'm quiet on my end, and then I'll wait to hear from you all.
I'm ready.
Thank you.
Ready.
Great, thanks.
Ready.
Excellent. Okay, so let's go around the room with each of you telling me what shift did you notice when you did your grounding, protection, shielding, and called in or evoked protection. So who'd like to go first?
Well, I felt it. What I felt was kind of this, I felt a big rush of emotion, and because I was a little bit out of it because of my lateness in that. And just sort of a calming and just a lot of emotion. That's what I felt.
Okay,
and
great.
Repeating the prayer, it felt really powerful and deep to just repeat that prayer. I like that prayer.
Did you say that last part again, Steve? I didn't quite hear all of your words.
I was just saying, I'm sorry, I felt really good saying that prayer. It feels really kind of safe saying that prayer.
Yes, beautiful. Okay, who'd like to go next?
Well, I'll go. I agree that the prayer is very helpful and powerful. And the last line, I have everything that I need to be empowered, safe, and loved in this world, I repeated several times and let that sink in.
Beautiful. And what about when you did the energy management part before you did the protection prayer?
Well, that was, you know, pretty standard.
Come on, let's try that one again. How'd you feel when you did that, the grounding, putting on your blue shield? What was the shift for you?
Well,
see, standard doesn't... let me just say...
that it's part of the process.
How did it make you feel? In other words, did you notice any kind of change in your energy, in your mood, in your thought, the speed of your thoughts from before you started to do the management sequence and then after you did the management sequence?
No, but I felt the change through the prayer.
Okay. So I would like you to focus, Barb dear, on practicing your grounding, that whole sequence, the grounding, filling yourself up with light, putting the blue flame around you. A couple of times definitely between now and next class and journal about it, because this is a very important sensitivity that we all need to learn, we all need to become aware of, so that we can take care of our preferred state, no matter what's going on in the outer world. That includes hopping into any kind of group, like a networking group, or even getting on Facebook, or getting into traffic. You know, the more you work with me, the more sensitive you're all getting. And that's not because I have anything special. It's just that I run such high frequency spiritual energy that it's got to make anybody who stays with me for any period of time just much more sensitive to energy. You know what I mean?
Yes. Yes.
So it's really to your empowerment, Barb dear, to claim, because with you, there's so much self-denial that you are healing, that for you to do everything that you can get your hands and your mind on that allows you, gives yourself permission, tells you that it is your responsibility to notice where your power lies. And this is for everybody. You with me, Barb?
Yes.
So you practicing a technique that is geared for you to develop an intimate recognition and relationship with your own moods and energy feel and thought processes is part of your responsibility of self-care. And it's also part of your responsibility to continue becoming more and more receptive to your guidance. You see what I'm saying?
Yes.
So that is not, you know, the energy management thing, there's no such thing as standard. I don't mean to be heavy with you, but it's coming in really strong to talk to you this way, so there it goes. the taking charge of your energy, protecting it, owning it, knowing that it exists, owning that you can determine even slight shifts, is all going to give you confidence through osmosis, almost through transference, that will start coming through you in your business and in your personal life, because you are embracing, you are recognizing, you are owning your uniqueness. Do you see what I mean?
Yes.
Okay. So, Bob, why do you think I was guided to land on you like this about this?
Well, because it's an important part of the development and the focus. And I think that I typically don't stop at the protecting. I you know, pull down the elixir and the white light and the shields and tell the evil spirits to stay away, and then call on the transmissions of grace. So I don't think that I usually stop during the process. You know, the goal is to call the transmissions of grace.
Got it. Okay, so I see. So you just, okay, great. So for everybody, what we're doing, and of course I'll repeat this when I review the purpose of this course, as you know I do with at the beginning of each session, part of your training with me in this course and in our private sessions is to help you use all three pillars of your spiritual power, success, essentials, toolkit, which are ad nauseum, intuition, energy management, and soul purpose. The energy management is where we're obviously concentrating in this conversation. And the energy management is so that you become so sensitive to what works and doesn't work for your energetic empowerment that when something is off, you know what to do, and you are aware that something needs to be done to get you back to yourself. Now, when something really traumatic happens, emotionally or physically, then it takes a little longer to get back to center, and that's to be expected. And this energy management technique is the foundation for you to be able to go off to a side, off center, depending upon what's going on in your life, and to bring yourself back no matter what's going on in your life. You see what I mean?
Yes.
Okay, great. Okay, thank you, Barb, for, you know, of course I knew you would, but I do want to honor the fact that your ego was able to handle what I just did, and I hoped I was gentle enough, and at the same time, there was a part of me that was kind of shaking you by the shoulders so that you give yourself permission to recognize when your power to take charge of you is allowed, is permissive, is what you need to do, and you should be give yourself credit that you did do that. Does that make sense?
Yes.
Okay, great. All right, Mary, if you dare, let's hear what your experience was.
So, my transmissions of grace.
No, not the transmissions of grace. We didn't do that yet.
Okay.
We just did the grounding and the protection prayer.
So that my grounding was, I felt this whole core doing an that I've been running around so much today. It was just like, okay, we are. And then having the combination with the protection prayer, safe and loved, is like, okay, I'm in my body, and I am ready for what's next.
Great. And did you notice anything that happened for you when you did your version of your protection prayer?
There was a calmness and just a sense of being, how was it? I just saw all of this blue around me.
Beautiful. Now, I would suggest anything else, Mary dear?
No, that was it.
Okay. I would suggest that you all type up that prayer and make it a small font size and wrap it up in a lot of scotch tape so you kind of create a laminated surface, and keep it in your wallet because you never know. You could be in traffic, you could be in a room, and all of a sudden, it isn't that you're going to feel scared or threatened or fearful. It's just you might want that extra sense of you calling on your power to establish your protected energy field. And that prayer might help. Just a suggestion. Okay, now we're going to go into another sensitivity activation of calling in the transmissions of grace. Now what I'm looking to do is to have you do a before and after, where here you are, we've been talking, we've been in our head, we've been laughing. Now we're going to go into another energy shift of you calling in the transmissions of grace. So I'll be quiet while you call them in. Let me know when you sense them, and I will go around the room one more time.
I'm ready.
Thank you.
Ready.
Okay, thank you.
Ready.
Was that you, Barb?
Yep. Ready.
Okay. All right, so let's go around the room. What did you notice was the experience of energy shift when you called in our beloved friends on the other side?
There you go. I was already felt quite present and solid, you know, after the prayer and that, and the transmissions just kind of accentuated that and just brought in another level of groundedness and feeling surrounded.
Wonderful. Wonderful. Okay, who'd like to go next? Thanks, Steve.
I will. So my transmissions of grace, I saw their wings, but I didn't feel like we were going to be drifting, that I was supported and there was strength and confidence in I have a foundation, a firm foundation.
Beautiful. Okay, Barb.
I paid very close attention, and as always, I feel a tingling, but it was a particularly strong tingling and an electric kind of surge, and that definitely there was a before and an after.
Wonderful. Oh, I'm getting so excited for you, Barb. Yay, Barb. Is everybody smiling?
Yeah. Way to go, Barb.
Yay. Okay, good. Good. So, again, the reason that I get excited and playful, you know, about this. But at the same time, it's very important because you see what's happening to you is that there is a great awakening that has that is in play. It's not about to happen. It's not. It is happening with regards to those who are very committed to the light and contribution at this time of our world and evolution. And so, within us, our shadow aspects, the pain, the programming, the karmas, the aspects of our past that is ready, that are ready to be healed, are being influenced by this infusion of light, light that comes from our prayer work, calling upon high spiritual frequencies of your guides and your soul and the transmissions of grace. And if you go and you have healing sessions with people, those healers holding this higher vibration, all of that is working on the energetic structures, and you've heard me talk about that in past membership calls. The energetic structures are being transmuted so that you can hold more and more light. The way that we know that you are experiencing the ability to hold more and more light is by the very kinds of experiences that you're all sharing, and now with Barb as well. For Barb, for you to experience something that palpable is a definite acknowledgement of how much armoring and hurt that you've needed to hold on to protect yourself, that you are able to let go of. Do you understand what I'm saying?
Yes, yes.
Do you feel that that's how you're showing up in your life at all?
Well, I hadn't really thought of it that way, but I do definitely ground and call on the transmissions of grace during the day. I remember to do that, or, you know, I feel prompted to do that. And that's definitely
good.
A change.
Yes, and are you noticing a change in your personality, in your behaviors, in your reactions, in your attitudes?
Not really. Not really.
Okay, so
I still experience a roller coaster kind of.
Okay, that's fine. Just take note of what I just said, you know, when you listen back to the recording, and then start putting in your journal anything that you notice becomes a very obvious change in attitudes, reactions, behavior, sense of confidence, sense of courage, sense of worthiness, whatever. Okay?
Yep.
Okay. All right, let us proceed to the purpose of this course is to increase your confidence in building a life of meaning and fulfillment by enhancing your conscious access to your spiritual power. We are doing this by deliberately nurturing and activating your spiritual power success essence, essentials, toolkit, which consists of intuition, psychic development, energy healing management, and deeper clarity about your soul purpose. With this confidence and skill, you can better design your outer world to be the lifestyle that you long to live as created consciously with your spiritual power success essential toolkit of psychic intuition, energy management, and soul purpose. Additionally, this course is for you to more deeply embody and understand your personal soul purpose mission to live a fulfilling life for your personal journey. And secondly, to contribute to other people in big enough ways that light your fire, that motivate you, where you are playing big enough to keep you interested, so that you play a big enough game instead of being bored and getting yourself in trouble, you know? And also to heighten your communication with your soul, your spirit guides, and to feel more and more and more your sense of personal power sovereignty. Personal power sovereignty means you as a creator soul having the power to create the life you want. Okay, so let's just take a deep breath, close your eyes, and let all those words sink in. Okay, thank you. Okay, so today's class is going to be integration and review. We're going to be discussing past assignments, and also, of course, we're going to discuss the presentation and your blog, your articles. Now, where we're going next, so I want to talk about this now, is I want to teach you a marketing funnel, which would include the pieces, these pieces. Number one is a page on a website that has an opt-in box. That opt-in box leads to a blog post, as well as leading to an electronic calendar that allows people to schedule time to talk to you. And in that design, probably on your web page that has the opt-in box, would be an invitation video. Having a person talk to you is related to possibly the offer that you included in your presentation. So that's the kind of funnel that I want to work on in the next couple of sessions. All of it going in the direction of your final completion project. So my question, and I can only do this if everyone has easy access to having a web page that has an opt-in box and all that sort of thing. Now, I know I didn't tell any of you this before the course started, so that you would have this ahead of time. This only just came to me like two sessions ago, and I've been talking to you about this. If this is not possible because you can't get these components, like the opt-in page that you can manage, as opposed to hiring a web person to do it, and if you're not willing to hire a web person to do it, which I fully understand, then we'll go in a different direction. So I just need some feedback. I know, Mary, you can do all this stuff, right, Mary? Mary?
Maybe she muted herself.
Yes, yes, I was on mute. Yes, I can do this. And if you have a website set up, I can help anybody get the opt-in stuff together.
That would be great. Thank you. So now, Barb, do you know how to get an opt-in page, or do you yourself, or would you have to hire someone?
Well, I have an opt-in page already to a free report.
So, right.
Perhaps I need another opt-in page to something
else. Yeah.
Blog.
Right. Now, since that you already have that one opt-in page, Mary, that would be great if you would be willing to teach Barb how to copy and paste the HTML so all she has to do is paste it on another page, right?
Do you know if it's AWeber or MailChimp or...
What is it? Is it WordPress?
Yes, it's WordPress.
But where's the collection point?
What she's asking, Barb, is
One shopping cart.
Okay.
Oh, one shopping cart. Okay. So you wanted to go to the separate list.
We'll
talk.
Yeah, but let me clarify it for you now while I'm here. What we would be doing is people would be opting in to be able to read this new article that you've all been working on on your own pages, and you could include the report, Barb, as an additional free bonus. However, the idea is to bring in this sequence of educational marketing to funnel people to have a conversation with you.
Right.
So, Mary, you understand what I'm saying there?
Yes.
Okay. So really, with what Barb has, probably everything would stay the same, except that there would be a couple of words different to describe what they would be receiving on the invitation page where the opt-in box is, and then the welcome page or the delivery page where people would download the report, they would be also have access to the blog article. So it would probably be directed to her blog page, right?
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, Steve, where are you with getting your blog WordPress website up?
Just a few hours earlier today, I had the conversation with Leslie. She's sending me basically a proposal. We covered the three things that I need, the welcome page with the opt-in, the about page, and the thank you page. And she seems like she's really well qualified. She also has a lot of experience in marketing, and she has quite a strong spirituality side to her. And she was excited just to look at the passion test stuff. So I'm doing a little work on my end to, you know, find out what I can and cannot use from the passion test as far as copyright, and so we'll be getting that started very soon. And I told her my time deadline on this, and she felt like it would be no problem.
Okay, so ideally, that's great. I met Leslie. She's a VA at Katrina's event last weekend, or a couple of weekends ago, Barb. So, Steve, what I would like is, let's see, let me think here. I'm going to write in the Facebook group in the next day, probably tomorrow, exactly what I want to have all of you have, where you know what kind of layout this opt-in page would have so that it accommodates a video. And like I just described to Mary and Barb, where this opt-in would then evolve to migrate to, so that you can all give you can give that information to Leslie and Mary and Barb if you still want to, you know, work together on this, you'll have a clear sense of direction. So thank you for that, Mary, being, you know, wanting to help her, or I'll let you two work it out. You know, maybe you guys can work out some kind of an exchange, you know, whatever feels good. Everybody needs to just feel really good about what you're doing. No feelings of being taken advantage of or anything like that. Okay? Is that a deal, everybody?
Yep.
Yes.
Right on. Yep.
Okay, now the other thing is video. So, Steve, have you had a chance to play around with that yet?
Not really. I'm assuming I'll be taking a video just from my phone. I have confidence to, you know, to put out a video, and then plug it in and download it to the computer. I have confidence to do that. I think it's just a simple procedure.
Okay, good. And do you have a YouTube channel at all, Steve?
Do I have a personal YouTube channel? No.
Yeah, okay.
I
okay. All right, so that's another thing that I want everyone to have is a YouTube channel. So let me think about how I want to do that. You can do that on your own. I will write it out in the home play when we do a review tomorrow when my assistant and I upload onto the Facebook group the home play. I'm wanting all of you to have a YouTube channel, and that this video that's going to be on this invitation opt-in page is going to be up on your YouTube channel. Do you have a YouTube channel, Barb?
Yes.
Okay, good. So, you know, Steve, I told you this was going to be a kick you out of the nest course.
I love it. Love it.
Okay. So I assume you all feel that I'm delivering on that promise to get you guys up and running, right?
Yes.
Right.
Yes. Taking it to the next level. Okay. So I'll be putting that information as well onto the Facebook group about the YouTube channel and the specifics of this marketing funnel that I have in mind. Okay. What I'd like you to have done for next session is a video that is an invitation for people to receive your article and to set up a conversation with you. And that basically all that you're going to say is an opportunity to discuss your needs pertaining to X, Y, and Z. For you, Steve, it would be an invitation for people to have a conversation with you about how they can bring more of their passions into their life and how to even better identify their passions.
Okay.
With you, Mary, we're still looking at you having a completion project of your workbook being published. Is that still your completion project?
Yes.
Okay. So I'm going to go to Barb in a minute, but what I'd like to have you think about, and then I'll come back to you, Mary, is what would them talking to you about for this particular invitation to discuss something with you, how would you tie that in to the completion of your book where it's getting ready to be published by the end of our course? You understand my question?
Yes.
Okay, so this is going to be a different discovery session than what you usually do. This one is going to be geared towards something pertaining to your workbook being published. So I'll come back to you in a minute, okay? You understand what I'm saying, Mary?
Yeah, yes.
Okay. Okay, Barb, and for you to keep your presentation of people having a review or an evaluation or your wonderful copyright health screening, you know, that would be how you would want to word it. Mm-hmm. However you want to tweak it, we're staying consistent with the content of everybody's presentation. Make sense?
Yes.
Okay. I think that the video should be around 3 minutes. I rarely do a video that's that short. I'm working on it myself to get it really cut to the chase. See, it shouldn't be more than five. If it's more than 5 minutes, it's not going to be effective. So do your best to create a video that would be in the 3 minute mark, okay?
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yes.
So that's your homework for next class, is to get a video, is to get your web page up with the opt-in box, and it's going to get connected to your article. And I will lay it out in much greater detail when we put the home play summary in the Facebook group.
So, Sasha,
hang on one last thing. Our purpose at this point is for you to start with where you're at now, with your understanding of soul purpose, your understanding of what you want to contribute, your understanding of being guided by your soul through conversing with your soul, to get information. Should I do this? Should I do that? Is this message important for me to bring out to my people, or should I say this? In other words, you are now at the point where you are co-partnering with your soul, or you have the option, whichever feels right at any given time, or the soul essence of your project. You now could have a conversation with the soul essence of this video or the soul essence of your article to get information. Hang on one second, Steve. Does that make sense, everybody?
Yes.
Yes.
We're using the tools that we're using the tools that you've learned from class one up until through class four, and now we're getting it out into the outer world. So we've done, to some extent, the bulk of your infrastructure, your inner landscape, what people would call the mindset and the this and the that. It's all the inner alignment to your soul, so that you then bring out manifestations and projects and expressions that carry all of that soul-aligned energy. Does that make sense?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay, what's your question, Steve?
Just you'll clarify what is the top points and structure that we put into this three-minute video, right? I mean,
Yes.
Okay, all right.
Yes, I will. I'll give you some kind of a roadmap.
Good, thanks.
Absolutely, absolutely. So, Mary, do you have an idea of what you would be inviting people to talk to you about?
I still think the pens in my hand strategy session works here because I'm talking about all the struggle that I've been through to get my book published, and I know how hard it is to do it by yourself, and I'm putting an offer to support you in using my background as well as the lessons that I've learned and the tools that I came up with for myself.
Okay. And how would that tie into your published workbook? Now, what exactly is going to be your evidence of completion for your last class project completion?
My last class project is that I will have a manuscript ready to go to my publisher and get it published.
Okay, so the end of class number 8, we will cheer you on for what exactly?
That I have completed my edits and I'm ready to have this be a finished book.
Okay, good, because we're going to be talking about projects in just a minute as well, so we just covered you. Okay, great. So maybe what you could offer in your talk in this 3-minute video, if you want to, 3 or 4 minute video, is they'll get the first chapter, you know, pre-published or something like that. I mean, you can feel that one out for yourself.
Okay.
I just want you to have some reference in that video to this project. Do you see what I'm attempting to?
Yeah.
Okay, great.
Yeah.
Okay. All right, so now what I want to do is teach you some intuition registering accelerators. I'm going to review 4 different techniques, some you've already learned, And then in the remainder time, we're going to review the blog articles, the presentations, and anything you need regarding your project completion, how you're approaching it, where you feel weak, if at all, etc. Okay, so anybody have any questions before I move on?
No.
How's everybody feeling?
Great. Anticipatory.
What, Steve?
I said anticipatory. I'm feeling anticipating.
Great. And what about you, Barb? How are you feeling?
Good. Eager to continue to learn.
Okay. So what have you all loved so far about this first part of the class? For some reason, I'm being asked to check in on some things here. So what have you loved so far since we started today at 4:05?
Or
who let's go first?
I'm excited about the new marketing funnel.
Great. Who would like to go next?
I could go. It's just kind of like building on, you know, my experience with understanding what it takes to get this website together, and now to start to, you know, put some little pieces together. For me, it's a little bit daunting. Might be a little bit of a heavy word, but it's exciting. So I feel excited about this.
Great. Good. And how about you, Barb? What have you loved about what we've covered so far since we started this afternoon?
Well, I like the marketing funnel. I'm familiar with marketing funnels, but I have not been able to utilize them effectively because I haven't known what to put in it. And so
right.
This is exciting.
Okay. Yay. Great. Okay. So these are the four cut to the chase, receive your intuition exercises. Now, the purpose of why I'm teaching you this is so that as you practice them, you condition yourself more and more to go to a centered place where you are able to best receive your guidance in a calm, clear, inner scape, no matter what's going on in the outer world, and maybe even no matter what's going on in the inner world. And I'll give you an example in my life. I didn't know that I was going to say this, but I'm being guided to say this, is that I'm in the process of healing a bacteria infection, and I'm taking an herbal concoction for it. And it can have some pretty strong die-off impacts on me, which affect my ability to think as clearly as I'd like to. It irritates me so that my mood isn't as calm, and I had a whole bunch of stuff I wanted to do yesterday. I didn't do any of them. All I could do was work to keep moving and flushing this stuff out of my system. And what I found was by doing 3 out of 4 of what I'm about to teach you, I was able to get to a centered place to get insight as to what was going on with me and what I could do so that I still felt productive and on purpose, even though it wasn't the things I had on my to-do list for that day. So I know that what I'm about to tell you also works when you have internal challenges as well. Does everybody follow what I just said so far?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay. Okay, good. So the first one I've already taught you in other scenarios, and it's the deep breathing process. So basically what I want you to do is inhale for the count of 4 and hold, preferably for the count of 4, and then exhale again for the count of 4. However, if holding for a count of 4 is too distracting and you get tense and it's too much work and you feel like you're going to die because you need to take a breath, then just hold for the count of 1. So I'm going to ask you to do this in just a moment. And what I'm looking for here is for you to notice the effect that that has on you in relationship to you being receptive to hearing or sensing your guidance. So I'm not asking you to present anything to your guidance to give you an answer. I'm just wanting you to get a sense of the fertile ground, so to speak, a sense of your inner ability, like a sense of the landing pad where your messaging from your guidance could land. Does that make sense, what I'm saying?
I think so.
Yeah.
Anybody not have a clue what I'm talking about? Does anybody have any questions about what I'm trying to convey here? Okay, so what you're doing is noticing the state that you go to when you are wanting to be the most receptive to your guidance. That's what we're talking about here. So I'll be asking you questions after each of these exercises that's going to say, so, how did thus and such technique make you feel regarding being able to register your guidance, your intuition? That's what I'm going to ask you after each of these techniques. So that's what I want you to be sensitive to as you are actually doing the technique. You got it?
Got it.
Yes.
Okay, good. So let's do this breathing technique, and I'm going to have you do your own counts. So I'll be quiet at a certain point and just let you do your own rhythm of inhale 4, hold, exhale 4. And then I'll say, please stop, and then we'll talk about it. Okay, you ready? Okay, please go ahead. Okay, please stop. Okay, so I would like to hear how that exercise made you feel and to describe as best you can at what point you might have felt the most receptive to receiving any guidance that might come to you. Who'd like to go first?
I could go.
Okay.
I think it's a very powerful exercise. And, you know, I employ these kind of techniques a lot just to bring myself to a presence. I'm big on being present, trying to be present. And I notice how just by going through that breathing process, first of all, it just brings my mind to the present moment. And I'm totally focused on myself, my body. And there's an incredible relaxing, and it's just almost an automatic receptiveness that comes to me, like an openness, just a calm openness in the quiet of my mind.
Yes, beautiful. Thank you. Who'd like to go next?
I will. I thought that by the time I was doing it for the third round, there was a rhythm and a pacing that was very natural, and I was ready for all of these thoughts to come down, and I wanted to start journaling.
Great. Anything else about it?
No, it's something that I agree with Steve. It's very powerful.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Thanks. Okay, Barb.
Well, I'm accustomed to this, excuse me, from mindfulness training, where the focus is on the breath. And I got a little too caught up in the breath, I think. I to be present with the breath. That was where I was. So it wasn't bringing in. I wasn't multitasking, shall we say. I was breathing, and I wasn't thinking about transmissions or guides. I was breathing.
You were what? What was that last part of the sentence?
I was breathing and concentrating on the breathing.
Okay. Great. Thank you. Now, I want you to notice whatever you can of what happens when you do this again at the point where you are holding the breath. And, of course, I'll explain more later. So right now what I want you to do is repeat the exercise and notice whatever you can happens in your awareness during that portion where you are holding the breath before you either go back to an inhale or an exhale, that window of holding between inhale or exhale. Does everybody understand my question?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
So I'll be quiet while you do that. Go ahead, and then I'll ask you to stop. Okay, go ahead. Okay, please stop. Okay, so let's go around the room. What did you notice within you that happens, that happened and happens when you are holding? Who'd like to go first?
I'll go.
Okay.
I found it easier to hold after exhaling than when inhaling. It was much more relaxed, and I could hold after the exhale more easily and longer.
Okay, and did you notice any kind of mental change or mental activity change? Is what I mean to say, that happens in the holding segment versus the breathing segment. Barb?
Well, the breathing takes more work. And the holding is relaxed and easy. Effortless. So I had to think about breathing more. That was the mental thing. I had to think about breathing and counting.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And what about just a feeling that you had aside from the editorial explaining, the actual feeling that you could possibly put into words that happens and happened when you're in that holding segment?
Well, it was a holding feeling, sort of between the past and the future kind of thing. It was very relaxing. to be holding the exhale.
It was relaxing, did you say?
Yes.
Holding in that in between inhale and between exhale segment, right? Relaxing, is that what you said?
Between exhale and inhale, yes.
Okay, good. Very good. Okay, who'd like to go next? I'm wanting to find out, as you can tell, what happens in terms of what you feel, what you sense in that segment of the holding. Who'd like to go next?
Well, I'll go. All I can say is that there wasn't anything majorly different. I pretty much was just kind of waiting to exhale, so to speak. I mean, I was just holding it. Yeah, I didn't notice so much outstandingly different.
Okay. Okay. How about you, Mary?
I felt tension in between, so holding the inhale, and then there was a letting go with the exhale. So it felt like the waves going in and out. There's a big rush, and then there's a release.
Mm-hmm. And in the release, and in that holding between the inhale and the exhale, what you call tension, right? Is that what you said?
Yes.
Aside from the tension, what did you notice about your mind?
I felt my body was tense, and then my mind was just like, okay, what do we do about this? What do we do about this?
Okay. Okay. All right. Okay. Thank you. So here's the thing that I'd like you to be aware of, and then we're going to go to the next exercise. And that is that point while you're holding your breath between the inhale and the exhale is a window where your messages from your guidance can be the best received. Because there's a suspension going on. Now, yes, there is the tension of, you know, your physical muscles holding. That's why you might want to just practice holding for the count of one. So as an exercise for you to play around with is just get used to the feeling of getting that rhythm going, as Mary had mentioned in her share earlier. And notice what happens to your mind getting calmer, quieter during the hold. What is that?
Train.
Okay. That is the activity of your mind slightly suspending in that holding place. Did any of you feel that suspension in that holding place even when you just did it?
Yes, now that you mention it, I did feel that.
Great. Anybody else?
No, I didn't feel that.
Okay, so look for that. How about you, Barb? Did you get any sense of maybe your mind slowing down a little bit during that holding?
Yes, I think so. I think so.
Okay. Okay, great. Yeah. That's all I want you to do. Now, it takes practice. You know, there's no way you would have known this unless I told you, because this is very foreign. However, in that place of just holding your breath slightly, your mind will slow down where you could be more receptive to receiving your guidance. Does everybody get a sense of what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
Yes.
How about you, Mary?
Yes.
Do you think that you can do that, or do you think that they...
I have a sense of it, yes.
Okay, great, great. All right, so let's move on to the next exercise. These are all aimed to do the same thing. I want to give you a potpourri of options.
Sasha?
Where you... Yes.
I'm sorry, just one little quick question in regards to that the holding there. So in the brief holding, do you experience getting a complete, like, message right then, and then does it continue, you know, after you're exhaling, or in that one moment, are you getting, like, an answer, or?
Very great. That's a great question. You're getting the message, and you're getting transmissions from your guidance throughout. However, at that particular window, you might be able to recognize a message that's coming to you maybe a little more easily at that point, and then the message continues and you're able to receive it, track it, understand it, digest it, etc. Does that answer your question?
Yes, sure does. Thank you.
Great question, Steve. Okay, so now we're going to go on to the next one. And this is all... These are all based on the same idea of finding that window, conditioning yourself to find that track of energy where you are the calmest and therefore the most receptive to what you're receiving from your other dimensions. That's all of these do the same thing in their own way. You understand what I'm saying?
Yes.
Okay, yes. The next one is the center of head that we've talked about. So all I want you to do is to clear, just, we're going to do this one quickly because you already know this one from past sessions, even if you haven't practiced it in a while. I just want you to imagine that there's like a chute at the back of your head that connects to your grounding cord. So it's like a big garbage chute or a big laundry chute that goes from the back of your head somewhere and then loops into your grounding cord, so it just gets flushed down your grounding cord. Everybody sense that as an image?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay, now what I'd like you to do is to imagine that you're sitting on a beautiful chair or a sofa or a couch in the middle of your head, in the center of your head. And so just imagine, you know, that there's a center of your head that's probably right behind the center, right behind the place that's at the very top of where your nose connects to your face. And then just imagine a straight line receding back from the outer part of your face into the center of your head. And that's what we'll call the center of head. Does everybody get a sense of that?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay, yes. So I'd like you to imagine that you have some magical Windex or some water pressure cleaner thing where you're now going to be sitting in the center of your head and you're just cleaning out any dust, debris, collection of other people's thoughts, collection of your thoughts, cobwebs, gunk that might be in the inside of your skull from life itself. And you're just going to spray this Windex or take this power pressure hose and just clean up all the way, front, up, behind, and at the bottom, like a right, like where your chin is, and all that loosened up debris gets sucked out of that area and down through your garbage chute into your grounding cord. So go ahead and have fun just cleaning it up. Let me know when you're done. And just see all this crud, maybe it's colors, maybe it's shapes, just slime, whatever, just getting cleared out so that you're squeaky clean inside the entirety of your skull there. And you're sitting in the center, calm, like the king and the queens that you are. Everybody get a sense of that?
Yeah.
Yes.
Mary?
Yes.
Okay. All right, now that everything's cleaned up, you put your Windex or you put your hose down, whatever, and just sit calmly in the center of your head, looking out, and now that everything's cleaned out from your skull, it's actually a 360-degree view of, like, bay windows. It's all glass, protected glass. Nothing can come in and crack from the outside. It's very thick, sturdy, unbreakable glass. And as you sit in the center of your head looking around, in the very center of your head, notice how that feels. And does everybody get a sense of that?
Yes.
Yes.
Barb?
Yes.
Good. Okay, now you can come back to thinking and talking energy shift. So who'd like to go first? What was that like?
I can go. When you mentioned power washer, I love that. I really did some pretty strong cleaning, and it feels really just like I cleaned things out. It was a real energy shift going through that practice there.
Yeah, good. And what about the feeling when all the cleaning was done and you're just sitting in the center of your head? Nothing to do. Yeah.
I felt powerful, and I felt like, I just felt like the sense of real personal power, like almost like I was looking out over a big city and I was on top and I could just see everything. It was clean and clear, and I just kind of felt like this real personal power.
Great. And how else did you feel just sitting there in the center of your head?
I felt in control, and I felt like peaceful and just serene, and it felt really good.
Yes, peaceful, serene, and did you say relaxed? Did I hear you say the word relaxed?
Well, relaxed, just comfortable, feeling just like everything was real clean around me, and it just gave me this sense of power.
Great, great. Beautiful. You got it. Who wants to go next?
I'll go. When I sensed that everything was all cleaned out so that I could focus elsewhere, I got a sense of having a little headache, you know, that I hadn't noticed. Because I was busy in my head with other stuff. So I did have a new sensation, a new realization.
Of
a little headache.
And how about now? Do you still have the headache?
If I concentrate on it, yes, but otherwise, no. It's not as forceful or prominent.
Okay. All right. I'll write you an email about that later tonight. Much later tonight. Okay, great. Now, what about how you felt aside from the awareness of a little bit of a headache? How did you feel sitting in the center of your head like that?
relaxed. It didn't seem as odd as it might sound. It just was comfortable, and you know, I could look around and admire the view and job well done kind of thing.
Job well done. What is? Tell me the emotion of job well done.
A sense of satisfaction and accomplishment.
Beautiful, beautiful. Okay, Mary, your turn. How did you feel? And again, we're talking about being receptive to receive, being maximally receptive and a state of being to be in to maximally receive our guidance. How did you feel when you were in the center of your head and all that cleaning out and so on?
I felt like I was in the catbird seat. It was empowering. It was a sense of, ooh, this feels delicious. And I wonder what I can do next.
Mm-hmm. And what about, so tell me more about how you felt sitting in the center of your head as far as receiving
there was a sense of alignment, and I'm on the wavelength that is really tuned in to accomplishing big things.
Wonderful. Wonderful. You all did great. So this exercise is a very powerful exercise to do when you are asking and searching for guidance. And what you want to do is exactly what we just did, cleaning it out first, making sure it goes down a dumpster chute, so it's out of your space and deep into the earth to be transmuted by Mother Earth into love and spiritual power. And then you sit and you wait, asking for guidance to come. Maybe you'll get a response that you notice at the time. Maybe it's going to come later when you're back out in the world being active. However, the idea is for you to develop the condition of holding that centered, calm, receptive, peaceful, relaxed state while the rest of the world is out on the other side of those bay windows of that 360-degree glass chamber of your head. And to practice that. So you could conceivably be driving or talking to somebody and you remember that you want to do this exercise. And just even with you talking or being engaged in traffic, just imagine yourself going right into the center of your head and just noticing your outer world from that perspective. Notice the difference. You will feel more detached, more objective. You're not going to be cold-hearted. You're not going to be, aloof. You're going to still be interactive, but you will be coming from a very centered place. And that is the place I would like you to practice feeling so that when you are asking for guidance, you can go there quickly. You can go to that place quickly. Does that make sense?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
All right. So those were the new techniques. I wanted to teach you more, but it's too much information. I feel we're out of time. So those two, if you really practice them, you will notice your ability to make decisions better that are more aligned with what's best for you. You will be able to receive your guidance and information that you want to get from higher sources a whole lot more easily. Does anybody have any questions about those two exercises? And the fact that I do want you to practice them both every day, please journal your experiences just so you can start owning how all of these things impact you. Anybody have any questions about any of that?
I have a quick question. When we're sitting there and have done the cleaning and dumped the stuff down to the earth to be transmuted, sit and wait and ask for guidance. Does that mean asking a particular question or just waiting for whatever comes?
No, you want to ask.
Okay.
And you could ask, is there a message for me, or what message is there from my soul now, or know that you are talking to your soul, or as you continue working on your end of the course project and you're talking to the soul essence of your project, you would perhaps ask that question from the center of head position. Does that make sense?
Yes, yes.
Does that answer your question?
Yeah. Yep.
Okay. Does anybody else have, that was a good question. So essentially you could either have a very particular question in mind, you know, something that you're working on, that you want to get information from what I call your soul-sourced guidance, which includes your guides and your angels as well as your soul, that whole other realm. Or you might not have a particular project that you want to get an answer for. You just want to be in touch with your higher dimensions, with your soul. And you could ask, what message do you have for me now? What would you like me to know right now about anything? You know, just keep it whatever comes. Is that clear what I'm saying about the kinds of questions to ask?
Yes.
Okay. Anybody else have a question about doing those exercises, when to do them, how to do them?
No.
Okay. All right. So we're out of time. I'm willing to stay on the line if anybody wants to talk to me and about your presentation, about your blog article. Did everybody hear my feedback on the audio, in the audio version that I put on our replay and download webpage regarding your presentation? Steve, have you listened to yours?
No, I promise I'll do that after this call.
Okay. If anybody has any questions about what I said and you want to take action on my suggestions, then please write it in the Facebook group. Be sure to tag me so I don't miss your message, and I will specify more in there. I will also read everybody's article and will give feedback by the end of the weekend. Let's see what else. My question is, did anybody learn something new about themselves from designing their presentation and from delivering their presentation? I want to quickly go around the room about that.
I'll go because I have to get off the line.
Go ahead.
Okay.
I feel that things were affirmed and I have a deeper sense of my expertise, but I don't feel that so things were deepened, but not anything brand new.
I didn't understand that last part, but you didn't feel that anything deepened, did you say?
things deepened, and I had, so I have a stronger confidence, but I didn't feel that there was anything brand new.
Okay, good. But you did, okay, great. But you did feel a deepening, yes? Okay,
yes,
now before you go,
absolutely.
Okay, good. Before you go, Mary, I'm going to say this to everybody, and then you can hop off the phone. I have posted in the Facebook group another one of my conference lines. So if any of you want to get together between now and our next class and just talk about things, you know, support each other, you know, like with you, Mary and Barb, if you want to talk about whatever you're going to talk about regarding the pages and so on.
Right.
And the opt-in box. And Steve, if you want to, you know, if the three of you want to get together and just talk to each other, to catch up, to integrate, to get support, I'm going to leave that conference line up there, and then you all can work out times that work for all of you. Is that something that you all might like, you all might use?
What would be the advantage of that over, say, a phone call, even a three-way call?
It would be, it's the same thing. It's just, you know, some people have trouble with their call waiting and connecting in a conference mode for three people. So using my bridge line would solve that.
So it would be this same phone number and I...
No, it's in the Facebook group. No, it's in the Facebook group. It's a new one that I posted there.
Oh, okay.
So do you think you might want to use that? Because if not, I'll take it down. If you think you would use it, then I'll keep it up. Does it sound like a good idea for all you guys?
Yeah, I think so.
Well, Sasha, I mean, I guess I would use it if compelled to by others, but other than that, I guess I would just rely on a phone call.
Okay. If the three of you want to get together on the phone, that phone number, Bridgeline, is available.
Great.
Otherwise, you know, just do whatever you want to do with regards to your own personal phones. But I just wanted to make that available.
Thank you.
Thank
I'm not trying to sound ungrateful,
okay.
Sasha.
Thank you. Good night.
Okay, bye-bye, Mary.
Bye.
Bye, Mary.
Okay, so Barb and Steve, do you have any questions for me regarding your experience of doing your presentation or your writing your article that you want to take a few minutes that you think would help if I were to work with you for a few moments here?
No, I'm going to wait to see the guidelines that you put down of how to, you know, condense our things into about a 3-minute presentation, and I feel pretty confident to be able to put it together for that.
Great. And what about you, Barb?
Yes, I like this progression of going from the oral to the written to the video. Oftentimes, you go a little bit differently. You go from written to oral to video, and this has been helpful. And I don't know if you have you read the blogs yet?
No, not yet. Not yet. I haven't, but I will, and I will comment by Sunday.
Sure. No, I didn't have a specific question, but except that I went at things a little bit differently from the way I did the oral presentation.
Okay, did you have a question for me?
No.
Okay, so I think sounds like everybody's good to go. You know what you're doing and blah, blah, blah.
So you're going to give us the other two of those points, right, the next time? We just ran out of time, right?
Excuse me?
Yeah, so you talked about 4 points, and we got two, the deep breathing, and then the inside of the, you know, of our head. And
I might. I'll see. That's a good question. I might. I probably will, but I have to see if it's necessary or not. I have to see how everybody experiences this. But that was a good question.
All right. Well, I'm anticipating. These were great, so I would look forward
yeah.
to more to come.
Okay, so you want more? Okay, then I'll teach the next two next week, too. I just don't want to load you up with too much stuff. But that's okay. I'll do the next two next time.
All right.
And the scheduling thing, we can look at on Facebook page and you know, the time trade thing.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. Thanks for reminding me. I'd like you to look and see one of those that might be a good fit for you as a scheduler. Now, do you have a scheduling tool, Barb?
No.
Oh, okay, so that's good. All right, so you and Steve can take a look at the Time Trade or Schedulicity.com or any other kind of electronic calendar.
Okay.
And see which one you want to go with. And you could go for a trial period. I think all of these have a 3-month trial period. Otherwise, there is some kind of a cost. I spend $19 a month for my using of Schedulicity, for example.
Okay.
Steve, is that clear what I'm talking about?
Yes, yes. And then, yes, it is clear.
And it's just scroll down on the Facebook page and you'll see the graphic, Welcome to Time Trade. There are two links there, one to Time Trade and the other for Schedulicity. Do you see that, Steve?
Yeah,
I had noticed it before.
Yeah. Okay, so thanks for bringing that up, Barb. I know that Mary has hers, so she didn't miss anything on this part.
Okay.
All right, so tell me what were the highlights for you, Barb, that were the most exciting, aside from the marketing funnel, and then we'll bring it to a close, you and Rob, you and Steve.
Well, it's always such a great packed time, and the time flies by. I had done this, you had done the center of my head with me before, or somewhere along the line, but it seemed clearer and more impactful. So I appreciated that. I liked that very much.
What, the center of head?
Yes.
Yeah. Great. How about you, Steve?
Right. And I'm going to tell you my highlights. I just want to would you suggest that I go to this, get my YouTube channel, or are you going to give us, like, some instructions on how to do that?
I'll give you instructions on that, absolutely.
Okay. I like those two things, the Sulu exercise, the deep breathing, even though I'm familiar with it, just to do that again and remember how powerful it is, and then this inside of the head thing was really good. And at the beginning of the call, when you started to talk to Barb and you felt strongly guided, because I knew why, because it was as important for me to hear that as for Barb. So I know why you were being pushed. And just to be reminded that how important it is to take charge of our energy, that like to stand up against those energies that really affect us in a negative way, and that we have the right and the power to do that. So that was important for me. I appreciate you doing that.
Great. Yeah, it's a powerful tool, and what I'm after is for us to all be able to just snap into the most heightened radar place for our guidance to be received no matter what's going on in our life. That's my intention on this particular part of our content.
Yes. So
great.
Great call.
Great.
Okay, off you go to heal and bring great things to your world.
Sasha, thank you. I, I, I feel really excited about this. You certainly are kicking me out of the nest, and just thank you. I really appreciate all you're putting into this class and to us, and I just really appreciate it. Thank you.
Thank you for saying that, Steve. Okay, thank you, thank you. Have a wonderful week. I'll see you in the Facebook group, and if I'm having a session with you, I will see you there.
That's right.
Great. Bye, Barb.
Okay.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.